Somebody said, hey, if you need help writing a response, I think I've got an idea for you. And I said, response to what? He goes, oh, that diss that they just dropped on you. And I'm thinking to myself, what diss? Because the only diss I remember was one Crowley was too afraid to play last Friday because he's gutless, that Callis apparently had made. Then I thought maybe there was no diss track because we're the PM team. What could you possibly find to diss about us? Oh, they're consistently awesome. Oh, they do great numbers. Oh, they're always entertaining. Oh, yeah, we've really come up with a banger here. But then apparently, lo and behold, they got DJ Harry C to lay down a sick beat. And then this is apparently what they produced and actually barfed out there to the world this morning on the morning show.
It's the PM team. Come one, come all. Where all we talk about is weed, sex, and alcohol.
Led by a Pitt, no wait, a Syracuse fan, and a guy who could benefit from hair in a can. Pony, always lighting the Twitter match and running away, but do you actually care what your fans have to say? Chris, mornings are hard, we get really sleepy, but at least our heads don't look like a pee-pee.
Hey, Mo, well, actually, hey, no, wait a minute. Come on, dude. You always let the Chalut talk all over you? And what's with you guys always giving players hell? I'm sorry, which one of you played in the NFL? Mosey thinks he's an athlete. He wants it to be me. We all know he didn't shoot 9 straight threes. Take a break, maybe have some empathy. The way you think of yourselves is way too heavily.
Donnie Football, you're out there as the chicken wing man, but we all know you're just Pony's biggest fan.
Now your producer's becoming a host, making the most of all that he knows, posting about us on shows, but what's to be of your show when he goes? You could add me 3 years ago, but now it seems that I found my own flow on the show that everyone in Pittsburgh knows, the Fan Morning Show.
Once again, I have nothing but contempt for the first 50 or so seconds of that. Come on, like, step your game up. And then, was that Callis or Twista at the end? If he did that real speed and did not speed it up in post, because I know Callis laid this beat down, which, the beat kind of good. If he did that fast on his own, I give him props. What's the most vicious line? I don't think Kendrick Lamar is going to be given a run for his money anytime soon where diss tracks are concerned. I'm old enough that Ether is the greatest diss track I've ever heard, Nas. Where do you think hit the worst? Saying my head looks like a pee-pee?
Maybe. I'm trying to run through it again.
Well, here, do you want me to... I'll just play it again. It's only a minute long. I mean, that's like the height of their creative powers.
It's the PM team. Come one, come all. Where all we talk about is weed, sex, and alcohol.
Led by a Pitt, no wait, a Syracuse fan, and a guy who could benefit from hair in a can. Pony, always lighting the Twitter match and running away, but do you actually care what your fans have to say? Chris, decent. Mornings are hard, we get really sleepy, but at least our heads don't look like a pee-pee.
Emo, well, actually, hey, don't wait a minute. Come on.
Now, do we think that they all wrote their own parts, or do we think this all came from one mind?
Like the mind of Harry Callis?
Yeah. And he just said, here's what you guys will do.
That's a good question. Because some of the lines I thought Crowley might have done, I think Doran could have done like the NFL, the 9 straight threes. You just want to be me, and then he rhymed it with 9 straight threes. I don't know, let's keep going though. Hold on, dude.
You always let the Chalut talk all over
they
you?
Threw a Chalut
and what's
in
with
there?
You guys always giving players hell? I'm sorry, which one of you played in the NFL? Mosey thinks he's an athlete. He wants it to be me. We all know he didn't shoot 9 straight threes. Take a break, maybe have some empathy. The way you think of yourselves is way too heavily.
Donnie Football, you're out there as the chicken wing man, but we all know you're just Pony's biggest fan.
Now your producer's becoming a host, making the most of all that he knows, posting about us on shows, but what's to be of your show when he goes? You could add me 3 years ago, but now it seems that I found my own flow on the show that everyone in Pittsburgh knows, the Fan Morning Show.
I'm sorry, Callis' part is objectively good. I listened to it again, it's like very good.
Also, in a way, though, he's kind of putting us over there.
He definitely is putting you over, that you're going to be big enough deal that, like, you're going to have your own show soon. We're going to be out in the lurch looking for a producer. And if we had the foresight, I guess, to hire Callis 3 years ago, we would have been in better shape. I think it's a good flow there for 10 seconds, but I don't think he's doing anything but putting you over, brother.
Yeah, I mean, that's the way that I like heard it the first time, and then I went back and listened to it again. I was like, well, in a way, you're kind of saying something nice about us.
Like, I'll tell you what.
The guys have primed someone who...
Who's going to go on to bigger and better things, it looks like. Yeah, we think it's going to be a host chair for you sooner or later, and probably sooner. I guess I'm most impressed that Callis had the time to do this beat and actually got the show notes out before 3 hours had elapsed.
But, Malzy, did he sacrifice something? As I go, so all the producers have a document,
yes,
like an Excel document with all of the reads in it.
Yes.
All the sponsors that we have to get in throughout the shows, you got to write in the time.
Yeah, it's very complicated.
Really just type in the time of when it happened.
Yeah, it's back-end stuff here that we're talking about, but keep going.
We got a whole lot of gaps.
Oh, really?
In between the hours of 6 and 10 a.m.
So he was busy putting that thing together and literally just sloughing off every other job that he has.
Basically from 7:30 on.
Yeah.
There's a whole lot of yellow. Like, it's highlighted whenever you don't have a time put in.
So he just basically screwed up the actual part of his job that people in this building rightfully will care about. Not that there are many parts, but there's one major part that he screwed up, it sounds like, that can actually get you guys in trouble if you don't do it properly.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to get him in trouble because he was the one on the board for it.
Mr. Crowley asked me to make this beat. I had to make this sick beat. I give Callis's beat a 6 out of 10. I give Callis's part, however brief it was, like an 8 out of 10. I give Dorn and Crowley a matching pair of 3 out of 10s. I don't know. I think, you know what I think's the worst line? When they were like, you know what, we've got to get a line in there about his head looks like a penis. And they just... Clearly, at least the 9 straight threes, you want to be me, all that stuff. That makes sense. Crowley, I feel like, just went, they accused us in the beginning. All you talk about is weed, sex, and whatever. And then they went sophomoric 10 seconds later. It's the pot calling the kettle black here, Donnie. I've already gotten multiple messages. I bet I could contribute to a response. Do you want to go for the jugular?
What if we got like an actual rapper?
What about that guy that is a gym teacher who doesn't tell his students that he's a rapper? I was on the sports call a couple nights ago, and they were profiling this guy. He's a rapper, a battle rapper, and a good one, apparently, locally. But he's also a gym teacher whose students have no idea he battle raps on the side.
What school is this?
I don't even recall which one it is. I think it might be like an elementary school, and that's why he's not telling them, because like the kids are too young. But I give the guy credit. Can you imagine?
That actually sounds awesome.
Can you imagine if I actually got like a legitimately famous rapper to just do a diss track of them? I just sent him a picture, and then like, here's what they all sound like.
I mean, I think it would be. I mean, we don't even need someone who's like big time headline famous. If we just got somebody who was
got Wiz Khalifa to do it? We just got Wiz and some of his team to put down a beat and then just diss them for a minute.
It will not be hard to find someone who is much more talented at this than we are. So even if we get somebody who's still relatively amateur.
I actually know a dude who does beats, actually, now that I'm thinking about it. I know a guy who does beats. He would absolutely give us a beat. His real name's Tyler, but he goes by Chet, which is very funny to me.
And then it'll just be like whoever the good rapper is, and we'll just have a little featuring in there, featuring the PM team. We each have like one line.
We can't screw that up.
The other guy just does 75% of it.
Donnie, work smart, not hard. I think you've got this. Again, I give the whole collective thing like a 4.5 to a 5 out of 10, mostly on the strength of Harry Callis. Harry's going to want to go solo. He's not going to want to fly with those guys after this. He's got a bright, shining star out there. It's like Lauryn Hill leaving the Fugees. He's going to want to be his own man. Scott Stapp should have done that, gotten away from Creed. Might have taken things even higher.